I was surprised. Time seemed to have given him the ability to manage his temper. Some years ago, circumstances deceived Howler and I. We took Soulcatcher prisoner under the impression that we had captured her sister. She was masquerading as Senjak at the time, so the mistake was more her fault than ours. She escaped during some confusion that arose later. Although we did not treat her severely, she bears us an unreasonable ill will. She has done us mischief before now and awaits the opportunity to do us major harm.
You think if you left Overlook she might invite herself inside and forget to leave the door unlocked?
Exactly. Imagine hijacking that incredible fortress.
Mogava sighed. So whether I like it or not, it will have to be decided on the plain of Charandaprash.
Yes.
Will you win?
Yes. Mogava never did lack confidence. As long as Croker remains the man I knew, scarred by that streak of softness. If he hides behind 100 masks, his soft streak may be another of those. So this man concerns you despite your desire to discount him.
We continue to play to his strengths, not to attack his weaknesses. We allow him time to think, to plan, to maneuver, so he does not need to be subtle. His forces advance everywhere. Along the frontier, the people are more afraid of the Black Company than of you. For pure viciousness, there's nothing to match his war against Singh's kind. The Croker I remember would have taken prisoners. He would have pardoned stranglers willing to abandon their religion.
Right, I thought sarcastically. Then I reconsidered. Mogava might be correct. Croker had been forgiving, once upon a time. Maybe Senjak wants the example made.
Possibly. She is that hard. But her influence doesn't explain Croker's having spent 7,000 lives trying to get Blade.
What? This was news. Blade deserted him.
I deserted him. And I was company. Blade was only an adventurer, not a brother. He hasn't come after me that way. With Blade, he's fighting a personal war.
The falling out with Blade and Blade's subsequent flight and affection baffled a lot of people, especially his buddies Cordy and Willow. And my name can go to the top of the list. Whispers were that Croker stumbled onto something real going on between Lady and Blade. Whatever. It was certain that he was as obsessive about Blade as he was about Narayan Singh. Lady didn't interfere in Croker's vendetta. Neither did she help. That troubles you.